Rucka Rucka Ali. You're listening to Toilet Tunes on Indy 100.
Attention all mobile phone users. Here is your chance to win free money, free prizes, receive product discounts, even have someone else pay your phone bills. All this including the world's best jokes, funny video links, inspirational quotes, and more. Subscribe now at freemobileoffers.com. There are no sign-up fees and you can cancel your subscription at any time. For more information, visit freemobileoffers.com. Once again, that's www.freemobileoffers.com.
With supershopper.org, you can post your ad online in just 60 seconds. That's fast. That means that old junk sitting in your garage can be online in less time than it takes for you to stub your toe while looking for the light switch. List your electronics, furniture, automotive, garage sales, and more. If you can legally buy it and sell it, it's on. Supershopper.org. Job postings just $25. Everything else, free. That means you can post your resume, get a job, find an apartment, furnish it, sell your car, buy an SUV, adopt a pet, find a house, get a mortgage, find a handyman, sell the house, buy a beach house, buy a surfboard. Supershopper.org. Now you get it.
Remember abundance. At Shakey's Pizza, don't cut back.
Cut loose with our all-you-can-eat bunch of lunch. Now just $6.99.
Less belt tightening.
More belt loosening. Shakey's all-you-can-eat bunch of lunch. Now just $6.99.
Would you like to find out how you can easily own gold and silver bullion? With oil prices and food costs skyrocketing, there's one sure way to hedge against inflation: owning precious metals. And we can show you how. Operators are standing by with your investor's kit on buying precious metals. Call 1-877-722-7032 to learn the secrets of protecting your net worth. Call now to learn how to hedge yourself with precious metals. We'll show you how to finance and own large amounts of precious metals with small amounts of money. This is not options or futures. We'll show you how to collateralize hundreds of thousands of dollars in precious metals with as little as a 25% investment. For an investor's kit with charts and graphs on the latest precious metals trends and opportunities, call 877-722-7032. That's 877-722-7032. To find out how you can own gold and silver and profit from the wild swings in today's economy. As with all speculative investments, purchasing precious metals involves a risk of loss and should be carefully evaluated prior to investing.
Going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it from myself, so I won't be tempted.
I used to do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Indy100.com.
Yeah, what's going on, y'all? This is Jigaboo Jones on the Toilet Tunes. L-E-N-S-D, like a nigga say do. And I'm going to let you know, I'm going to have a special guest up in here on this show. And let me explain the show to y'all who don't know the show, but I guess you tuned in. You do know what the no show is about. But this show is called Toilet Tunes. It's where we play the music that's probably not best suited for radio. Meaning, maybe the songs are too long. Maybe the songs are too short. Maybe the song just plainly sucks. Or maybe it's just something that has some subject material you can't play on the radio. Or it might even have profanity. So when you hear stuff on this show, you got to be objective, and you want to listen to some stuff and find out, you know, there's a lot of people out there making some music. A lot of music you might not hear, a lot of music you might not want to hear. So I tell you what, I'm going to bring back a special guest. He ain't been on the show in a while, and he's going to help me do some stuff here. We're going to really revolutionize X-rated radio here in the next, year or so. We're really about to take off, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do something with that. So I want to let everybody know, this is Jigaboo Jones on the Toilet Tunes Show on Indy 100. We're going to start off with a song called Find the Prostate.
One testicle, two testicles. One testicle, two testicles. One testicle, two testicles.
I think I tore my sac.
Put your finger in their ass to find their prostate. Put your finger in their ass to find their prostate. They don't freak out. put your finger in their ass to find their prostate. They put your finger in their ass to find their prostate. They don't freak out. Put your finger in their ass to find their prostate. They put your finger in their ass to find their prostate. They don't freak out. Put your finger in their ass to find their prostate. They put your finger in their ass to find their prostate. They don't freak out. Put your finger in their ass to find their prostate. They put your finger in their ass to find their prostate. They don't freak out. A lot of anal sex, a lot of double penetration. Put your finger in their ass to find their prostate. Put your finger in their ass to find their prostate. They don't freak out. A lot of anal sex, a lot of double penetration. Put your finger in their ass to find their prostate. Put your finger in their ass to find their prostate. They don't freak out.
I like to stick my tongue in the guy's butthole.
They don't freak out. Put your finger in their ass to find their prostate. Put your finger in their ass to find their prostate. They don't freak out. A lot of anal sex, a lot of double penetration.
Well, folks, that song was called Find the Prostate. Let me introduce my special guest for the day to let y'all know who we got up in here. We got a special guest. He's been known as the man with a microphone in lots of places on the internet and everything else. He's been out traveling, you know, been out around the streets and stuff doing some things, singing to the underprivileged, and he's been doing some really nice things. So I want to let everybody welcome Mr. Tony Ford to the microphone.
Oh, yeah. It's hard for me to talk right now. I'm sexually aroused. Don't ever play that song again.
I tell you.
You know what I mean? Music has changed, everybody. Yeah. What's going on? It's so nice to be back, Jacob. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man. How you doing?
Man, I've been up. I've been down. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing everything. Just like that song. You know what I'm saying? I ain't doing that, but you know. I've been worked. You know what I mean? But it's all said and done. But you know, everything's great, man. So yeah, everything's changed a lot, dude. Now we're Indy 100, right?
Yeah, it's now Indy 100 global world. Worldwide, like a motherfucker.com.
That's what I'm saying. I remember back in the day, it was just a couple of niggas talking.
That's right.
And wondering if they're going to listen to us.
That is true. That was definitely something that, you know, we was wondering about. Would people listen to a bunch of niggas?
Yeah, exactly. And I guess we proved that they would.
That's so true, though. That's very true.
So Title Broadcast said, you guys want to come back and, you know, start it all over again? I said, well, make me an offer I can't refuse. And you know what they did.
All right. Well, that's good, man.
I'm back. So, you know, everybody, we're coming back strong. We're going to do some new stuff, you know, kind of like you said, Jigga said, we're going to, you know, change it up, get it going, show you how it's going to be done. Because I feel that, you know, you and I are kind of like the forefathers that started the whole thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Playing these weird little toilet songs, you know, the guy with the spoons.
And, oh, yeah, that's
you
right.
You know what I mean?
Spoons, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got the, you know, King Kong. But everything is just blowing up, so I'm surprised. Because people, hey, can you turn that music down a little bit there?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm at a restaurant somewhere.
We're at Denny's.
You know what I mean?
They won't serve us.
It's Olive Garden there. No more breadsticks, please. So, yeah, you know, and everybody's, you know, been commenting on stuff that we didn't done 2 or 3 years ago. I'm you know, the dog, the bounty hunter, and black folks ain't tipping. I'm like,
that's
oh,
right, yeah.
You know, and then, you know, people are so seeming a little videos I done made and they still want to say something about it. So, you know. And I've been watching you on Facebook, on your news feed. You know what I'm saying? Boy, you doing some stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to try to come off of Facebook and do more stuff on the website so they can't censor what we're doing, you know?
Are they censoring you a little bit on the Facebook?
Yeah, they like some of the pictures.
They should.
Yeah.
I seen one of them. They talked about whether the guy who had the grease on his fingers.
Oh, yeah, that was something
else. Prison dude. How he was...
Mm-hmm.
Can we cuss on the air now?
Yeah, we can now. It's midnight.
He was
too.
Okay, yeah. So he was describing how he was fucking some guy and his boy come by and he wanted to, oh my God.
Yeah, he was serious about it too. Like it was a thing to do.
Put the grease on the finger. I was like, I don't know. All this, man. The world is keep on changing.
Yeah. And not for the better.
You know what I'm saying? But maybe we can make it better. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Because, you know, I think we're going to talk about things that are current, you know, and what's really going on. It's not going to be just a couple of niggas just talking nigga stuff. You know, not just a word that we just put out there so everyone knows what's going on. Excuse you.
Yeah.
So, you know, because, you know, we worldwide now. I saw some video from somebody over in Italy.
Yeah.
She was so happy that, you know, the show's coming back and things like that. I was like, oh, so, you know, and I was talking to Tyler Brock. You know, the word nigga has so many meanings.
It do.
Because, you know, I've met a couple of people that, you know, why you doing that? And, you know, you're holding the race back. And it's always, you know, white people saying that. you know what I'm saying? They're speaking on the race, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, everything is all your own interpretation and your own point of view.
That's true.
Now, for me, I can't speak for every black person in America.
Oh, you can't?
We're getting ready to, though.
That's right.
That's what I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to rush them with that.
Okay.
But that word should not have any power.
I agree.
Somewhere along the way, you decided to make that, you know, powerful word to where it control you and bring you down.
Yeah.
But this new generation, these kids, they don't care. You know what I mean? We right. say, you say, nigga, you say, what's up? That's a, it's just like saying, you know, the Mexicans, they say the word fool. The same
right.
thing. You know what I mean? Hey, fool. You know, hey, nigga. Fool, nigga. You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
like, what is up? What's up? What's up? So our goal is to take this, not so much the word, it's just a word. But the important thing is that we're going to talk about some really good stuff and we're going to promote, you know, a lot of good things that are going on in the world and, you know, kind of give people the information they need to hear from, you know, our point of view, which is, you know, you can call the black nigga point of view. You can call the educated, you know what I'm saying? You can call it the county jail point of view.
Yeah.
I wonder who'd be that coming from.
I'm starting to wonder.
You know, Mr. Ankle Breakless himself.
That's true.
So, you know. You know, yippee-ki-yay, motherfuckers. We's back.
Man, I got some music, because I remember when we used to play music on the show, and it was cool because it was like, hey, you know, you know, what you think about this one, you know?
A lot of good stuff out there, a lot of good stuff.
Wait till you see, I got some stuff, but, well, you know, I know people want to hear some music, so we're going to start with a song from Prentice called I Like Myself. You ever heard that?
No, but I hope it's not like the last one.
No, you're going to love this here. This is called I Like Myself by Prentice.
All right, let's play it.
It's got a long intro.
Real long. I can run to the bathroom and come back.
Here we go.
I wake up in the morning from a wonderful sleep. I roll out of bed. And man, I'm so happy. I go to the mirror and I like what I see. It's my reflection. And man, I'm feeling me. I like myself, I like myself. 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 Some people hate and they're filled with jealousy. They talk behind my back, sometimes in front of me. Get out of my face with that insecurity. You keep doing you, and I'll keep doing me. I like myself, I like myself, I like myself. Check this out. Are y'all ready to sing it with me?
Yeah. Okay, now. One, two, three.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. Who, what's the name of the song again?
Yeah, this dude, I Like Myself by Prentice.
Not Prince.
Prentice.
Prentice.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. Well, keep going, Prentice. Keep going and don't come back.
For real, huh?
Golly, boy. I don't know what to say when I hear bad music.
I tell you what, wow. Okay, so that you would qualify that as bad music?
Yes, I would call that as bad music.
They said to file that under inspirational.
Mm.
I don't know what it's inspiring me to do.
Inspiring you to make something better. You know how you get a pencil and you start drawing little stick figures and one day you want to, you know, build something a little bit more better?
Yeah.
That's what that song is. Anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, God bless you. You know, you're out there, you're trying to do it.
Mm.
You can put some more words in your song there. You know what I'm saying? You can go and Google some more words. Do use a Webster Dictionary online.
Oh, you think you don't know enough words then?
Nah, that's the problem is.
Okay. What is
I like the girls in the background.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
He was going, ladies.
Yeah. Hey, hey, hey.
Well, I got another song here. This one's really not, I wouldn't say this is going to be.
I can't trust you no more. Level.
But this is Toilet Tunes. We play the stuff that most people won't play.
We play the stuff that you want to flush.
That's right.
Mm.
We do that. Do that.
We should get like the Sherman as a sponsor.
You know what? We might be able to do that.
We should do that. So if anybody knows anybody that works at Sherman's,
mm-hmm.
that wants to promote Toilet Tunes.
Yeah, Toilet Tunes.
You contact us at indy100.com.
Yeah, it's a toilet at indy100.com.
That's right. We're looking for somebody that will to come on the show.
Mm-hmm. They could definitely do something like that.
You know what I mean?
Well, here's the next song called Doo Wop Diddy by Bill Cuffy.
Nigga.
Was called Doo Wop Diddy by Bill Cuffy.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay, this song's called Licking My Lips by Storm. This is Toilet Tunes.
Oh, yeah, it's Tony Four coming at you now with it. Indy 100, baby.
Licking my lips like LL, looking like Sweet Taffy. Licking my lips like LL, looking like Sweet Taffy. Harley, Monster Boy, that's what I'm feeling. Whole lot of banking. I'll be Tarzan, you be Jane. Jungle Raw on Lover's Lane. You calling my name on Lover's Lane. Like Copperfield, I mesmerize. Keeping you tied. Licking my lips like
Sweet Taffy. Look at my lips like LL. Looking like Sweet Taffy. Like trying new things with toys and strings. Give you chill, real thrill. Make you shake. Storm the fake, cause it's steady. And uh-huh. all that. Always ready.
I'ma lick my toes like King Kong. Bite my earlobes like Dumbo.
Ooh, yeah, is he breaking it down?
He breaking it down, man. Even getting all the syllable pronunciations.
This dude.
Boy, it was kind of, it had an infatuation to it.
I see.
But, you know, that's great. People sending songs in. They got dreams. They got radio dreams. They got song dreams. And that's what it's all about here.
I see.
I can't help it if you can't impress me, though.
I don't think that was about impressing you. That was more like, I think he's in love with LL Cool J.
Okay, it's one of them things. Does LL know that?
I don't know, but he should. Because he's licking his lips.
You know, talk about a man licking his lips. Hey, I'm just telling what the songs say.
That's what I'm saying.
He could have said, you know, how like look at my lips like Halle Berry. You know what I'm saying? Or Beyonce, right? Yeah. But no, he chose LL. Okay. I'm just a song. Don't get mad at me, man.
I'll tell you.
You know, hey, this is Tony Ford. So, you know, we're back on the show. We're going to be doing it up like we've been talking about. So, you know, I want to know if y'all digging this. So you can contact me at anthonyford30@yahoo.com just to see what's up.
You know what? We'll get you a forward so it's a little easier for people to get you on the thing.
Well, I don't go to that email address.
Well, it'll go to your email address, but we got to get you one because that's going to be crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just taking a chance. I just want to see.
Oh, I don't blame you.
You know, blow it up, everybody, because maybe just you and me here.
It could be.
You know what I'm saying?
Middle of night.
Just two niggas just talking.
It could be.
Like, who's going to be listening?
For real.
That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
That sounds good to me.
So, yeah, y'all got to give me an email address. Y'all got to give me stuff.
Tell you what, we're going to go to a break real quick. I'll come back. We'll give you the right. We'll give you all the email address. Y'all want to hassle Tony Ford on the internet?
Yeah, hassle me because I ain't doing nothing.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, are you ready to take a quick break here?
Yeah, let's just take a break and just play a couple songs there. Hey, everybody, it's Tony Ford with Jiggy Jones. Yeah. We'll be back.
Yeah, we sure will be. I guess I should push the button, huh?
Yeah, Dumbo.
Oh, that's a good idea. Here we go.
Sambo.
Even the music we play that sucks is better than what's playing on big radio in Los Angeles. Music fans deserve better. Toilet Tunes. Indy 100.
Attention all mobile phone users. Here is your chance to win free money, free prizes, receive product discounts, even have someone else pay your phone bills. All this including the world's best jokes, funny video links, inspirational quotes, and more. Subscribe now at freemobileoffers.com. There are no sign-up fees, and you can cancel your subscription at any time. For more information, visit freemobileoffers.com. Once again, that's www.freemobileoffers.com.
With supershopper.org, you can post your ad online in just 60 seconds. That's fast. That means that old junk sitting in your garage can be online in less time than it takes for you to stub your toe while looking for the light switch. List your electronics, furniture, automotive, garage sales, and more. If you can legally buy it and sell it, it's on. Supershopper.org. Job postings just $25. Everything else, free. That means you can post your resume, get a job, find an apartment, furnish it, sell your car, buy an SUV, adopt a pet, find a house, get a mortgage, find a handyman, sell the house, buy a beach house, buy a surfboard. Supershopper.org. Now you get it.
Remember abundance. At Shakey's Pizza, don't cut back.
Cut loose with our all-you-can-eat bunch of lunch. Now just $6.99.
Less belt tightening.
More belt loosening. Shakey's all-you-can-eat bunch of lunch. Now just $6.99.
Would you like to find out how you can easily own gold and silver bullion? With oil prices and food costs skyrocketing, there's one sure way to hedge against inflation: owning precious metals. And we can show you how. Operators are standing by with your investor's kit on buying precious metals. Call 1-877-722-7032 to learn the secrets of protecting your net worth. Call now to learn how to hedge yourself with precious metals. We'll show you how to finance and own large amounts of precious metals with small amounts of money. This is not options or futures. We'll show you how to collateralize hundreds of thousands of dollars in precious metals with as little as a 25% investment. For an investor's kit with charts and graphs on the latest precious metals trends and opportunities, call 877-722-7032. That's 877-722-7032. To find out how you can own gold and silver and profit from the wild swings in today's economy. As with all speculative investments, purchasing precious metals involves a risk of loss and should be carefully evaluated prior to investing.
I started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it from myself, so I won't be tempted.
I used to do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Indy100.com.
It's 4 a.m. and you hate your life. Too much time. If only you would know that you're the God in your life. It's raining again. No stars tonight. You tell yourself you need a satellite to drive away until you shine. Cause you know it's a great.
I want to wanna sing in the sun, wanna dance in the rain, wanna feel our hearts beating the same. I wanna be with you. I wanna stand on the ledge and jump into your dreams. Wanna kiss your lips, let our bodies scream. I wanna be with you. I know you feel it too.
Remember what I'm telling you. If you marry an Asian girl, she's gonna feed you nothing but fish heads and rice. She's honest as the day is long, and she'd never do you wrong. She'll stretch your dollar until it bleeds, and even do without some things she really needs. But remember what I'm telling you. If you marry an Asian girl, she's gonna feed you nothing but fish heads and rice.
now she'll never balance your checkbook, but she'll keep your house really clean. And when your clothes need mending, she's fast with her sewing machine. Your friends will all envy you, and their wives will be jealous too. But you'll smile and you'll say, it was my lucky day when I married my wonderful girl. My beautiful, wonderful Asian girl. So if you're living in an empty home and you're tired of being all alone, find an Oriental girl who has it all, with a pretty smiling face and a China doll. But once again I'll say it's true, if you marry an Asian girl, a beautiful Asian girl, if you dare to marry that Asian girl, she's gonna feed you nothing but fish heads and rice.
Toilet Tunes. We play the those other stations flush like yesterday's. Well, you get the idea.
Behind shines forever.
Okay, well, let me let y'all know what we did play.
Was that R2-D2 talking from Star Wars?
we played Dive from Debbie Holiday, B from Geely Moon, Asian Girl from Alan Mondo, August Divine with Melosia. That was some pretty good stuff. A little bit of screaming for you guys.
Yeah, exactly. I like some of that. Yeah, you know, you get... But some of that's pretty good. So, you know, that's the one thing about, you know, this independent music that people send in, you know. Mm. You're not going to like everything you hear. You know what I'm
you're
saying?
You're not supposed to, though.
But, you know, and some of that stuff need to go down the toilet.
You know what? I got a group that you're going to like. These some kids.
I can't trust you when you say that. It's like, I feel like you're setting me up.
Well, that's what the show's about.
Oh, okay. Starlet Tunes setting up 24. Yeah. Everybody, that's the name of the show.
Well, by the way, you guys want to let you guys know, if you guys want to Google some of the stuff that I did, if you like some of the other stuff that we did before.
Because we got some shows back in the day that's still up there.
Yeah. Tony Ford is coming back to radio, and he's going to be coming back strong, and we're going to be doing it together. And it's going to be some cool stuff.
Yeah, today, yeah. I mean, like I said before, we're plodding. Today, we're just kicking it.
Yeah.
We're not even drunk yet.
No, we just
we're just saying hello to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And saying, wake up, because we're coming back.
That's right. That is what we're doing, though. We will be coming back.
That's right. I think we are back.
Well, let me just play this song by Hollywood Video Game Killbot.
Huh?
Yeah. This song's called Beat at the Bop. And you might remember, now you won't believe this, they made this whole song using a PSP.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a Sony thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
I know what that is.
Yeah, here we go. I'm going to play this, and we're going to find out what you think of Beat at the Bop by Hollywood Video Game Killbot.
Interesting. Sound like he's passing wind on some of his parts.
Boom, 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 boom. Oh, here we go. Now nah, picking up. Here we go.
Beat at the bar. No conversation.
Can you speed that up a little bit?
But listen how it's just switch reels, you know?
Yeah. It's the same song?
Yeah.
Hmm. Wow.
Just a bunch of random beats thrown together. It's called Beat at the Bop.
I've been gone that long.
Yeah.
You don't have to have talent no more, really.
No.
Just a dream.
But I do have something good. I got to reset your palates after listening to Beat at the Bop. This song's called My Atari by Sudden Death.
Oh, I remember this one.
Atari, turn off all the lights and bask in the glory of a 2-bit sprite. I stood in line when I was 9, bought Burger Time and left the world behind. And out my speakers, you first speak. Won't offend my peepers cause his words are bleak. My Atari's on a stand with an uneven height, so I use my Xbox just to prop it up right. My Atari still works after all these years, from when it first appeared on sale at Sears. We'll be together forever, I named it Heather, and I'll never get sick of pushing the reset lever. My Atari. My Atari.
Yo, what's
my
up?
My Atari. Driving down the street at night. Now I'm bumping and jumping to a staggering height. It always brightens up
my day.
And just last Friday,
I
found myself trying to kill a frog on the highway. Can't go
wrong
with games like
Pong.
When I'm Pitfall, the snake
bit me
in the
swamp.
And I slide left and right. I'm putting up a fight. With Seal Dwayne Lane, it's facing Vader's in my sight. And now I'm just sitting here catching some bombs.
I can play while on the toilet because my phone is a ROM. It's my Atari.
Atari.
Now, me and my Atari play the illest games. I like to duck and jump
for the dragon flames. We slay all dragons, red, yellow, and green. And the bat carries corpses from screen to screen. Out of space and underground when I play my game. I shoot everything, it all looks the same. I'm set on expert every game I play. Even Strawberry Shortcake has me playing all day. My Atari. My Atari.
Now the things that I possess have quite a range. Myself, I've got 400 games. I play Taz a lot till he eats his fill. And then Kool-Aid Man when it's time to get ill. Donkey Kong, man, I got the high score before Mario dunked Pauline for that corn.
My Atari didn't always bring good games. Pac-Man was lame, cause Dude's Revenge was insane. And I hope the Reese's cause an allergy for E.T. Cause that's the game that brought down a whole industry. Had a party that I threw for all the boys. We played Asteroids till we could hammer the world. My Atari lets me play with a stick in my lap, with a couple teeth marks cause I needed a snap. Whether in a space
battle
or rustling
cattle,
you won't see me without my joystick or a paddle. My Atari.
Houston, we have liftoff. Hey, this is Tony Ford hanging out with my boy Jiggy Jones. What's going on with it, Jig?
Wow, that was My Atari by Sudden Death.
Man, I was into that.
They used every one of the songs from everything from the 2600 in that thing.
Every video game that's ever been available.
Yeah, you can hear the different songs, the different sounds and stuff like that.
That was very creative. I was very impressed.
Oh, good.
You know what I'm saying? So all these tunes are not toilet tunes.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Some of them are, you know, air fresheners.
I would agree with that.
In a toilet room.
You know, it could be that too.
You know what I'm saying? That's the whole thing about this Indy 100 thing, is you can make it to wherever you want to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is written in stone. Wouldn't you say that?
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Hey, you know what? I gotta play something that we gotta play for show.
Okay.
I got some stuff from Rucka Rucka Ali. And what he usually does is he gets music. Yeah. He gets music that sucks from the radio.
Mm.
And he remakes it into something good.
Who's, yeah, really?
Rucka Rucka Ali, that's something cool, dude. You know, you're going to like him.
Mm-hmm.
He comes to Nigga Night.
Okay.
And he turns it out every year that he comes.
Yeah, sorry I missed those nigga nights.
Yeah, but you could be a nigga any night.
That's what I'm saying. And you don't have to be black to be a nigga.
That's right.
America, across the UK.
Hey, when we come back from playing a couple of Rucka Rucka stuff, we're going to talk about the
Rucka Rucka. Shabba Shabba. Rucka Rucka.
Yeah, we come back from playing some of that. We're definitely going to talk about some things that we're doing. It's called the Yeah Nigga Show. We're going to bring that back.
Yeah, the Yeah Nigga Show with Tony Ford, your boy right here, and Jigga Jones.
I figured that's better than just doing a Jigga Jones show.
No, we're going to turn it out there, my little Sambo friend.
Yeah. You know I think it'd be good, but we'll do the Yeah Nigga Show, and, you know, basically, we're the yin and yang of niggas then.
That's what I'm saying. Does some toilet tunes. It's going to be different. That's why we want to get people to, you know, send in your voice. You know what? We should do, like, a contest, you know, like, win a date with me.
Okay, but let's do that a little later on in the show.
Okay.
People would be hearing this at midnight.
You know what I'm saying?
You're going out on a date at midnight. We know what kind of date that is.
Yo, don't spoil it for them.
Yeah, so we'll get that going, but we're going to play a song from Rucka Rucka Ali called Jews and Faggots.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, you know what it's about then.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. I'm going to...
Ruckusworld.com. Come here. DeepAssWorld.com.
I walk up to the police in Detroit City, and I'm like, excuse me, officer, I'm trying to find some weed. And he's like, shit, so are we. Why don't you roll with me? We're gonna go around pulling over some minorities. That's what I'm talking about. Get up in the police ride, ride. Crack a 40 ounce inside. Nigga, we be getting high. Me and the cops roll around going 60. When we see a drink ass bitch, we gonna tell a hoe to drop them two. Go cops, get the dogs, let's go fuck with no foes. That's right, let's get high and pull over black guys. Get buzzed, smoke some drugs, bitch, I'm rolling with the buzz. Now pow, 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 pow. Smoke rocks with the cops, let's go storm the barbershop. Sure's nice being white, just kidding, black guys. Waving guns at some nuns, bitch, bend over with the buzz. Pow, 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 pow. So we pull up the police car right up to KFC, and we're like,
give me a chicken sandwich, waffle fries, boy.
That's just awful.
Get up out of the police car, car. Police unleash the dogs. Dogs are chasing people down the road. Bark, 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 bark. Me and the cops driving down the town. Drive by someone brown. Pull over someone brown. Let's pull over someone. Go.
Can't tell the difference.
Go cops, get the dogs, let's go fuck with no foes. That's right, let's get high and pull over black guys. Get buzzed, smoke some drugs, bitch, I'm rolling with the buzz. Pow, 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 pow. Smoke rocks, leave the cops, let's go storm the barbershop. Sure's nice being white, just kidding, black guys. Waving guns at some nuns, bitch, bend over, we the buzz.
DeepAssWorld.com.
Ali.
Excuse me, please get out my way. Driving me a little drunk. Buzz driving is drunk driving, so might as well get really crunk. I had a fifth of pop off and I topped it off with a little yay. I had a margarita and licked all the salt off, which is gay. I had me a couple pints of Cap'n Mo. Ain't hardly feeling nothing yet. Jimmy Beam, I think I might be seeing things. Who the hell is under my Corvette? And as I drive, I crack open a beer and chug it down. I can't see the road.